Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 308, Grace That Trains. Hear this word from Titus, chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age. Let that land for just a moment. The grace of God has appeared. Paul doesn't just say grace exists. He says it appeared. It broke into history. It took on a name and a face, the face of Jesus Christ. And that changes everything, my friend. Because what saved you was not a set of rules you managed to keep. It was a person who came for you. And this grace didn't arrive for a select group, not only for those who seemed to have it together, not only for those who looked like they deserved it. No, salvation came for all people. The invitation of the gospel is radically open. There is no one too far gone, no one beyond the reach of God. No one. But Paul doesn't stop there, and this is where the passage becomes extraordinary. He says the very same grace that saves also trains. Think about that. Grace doesn't just forgive you and leave you where you were. It is a teacher, patient, steady, persistent, shaping your character day after day. Holiness is not the price you pay to earn grace. It is the fruit that grows when you live inside of it. And what does this teacher teach? It trains you to renounce. To renounce ungodliness. To renounce the worldly passions that the world sells as life, but that quietly hollow you out from the inside. I know the word renounce can feel heavy. It can sound like loss, but Paul is saying something closer to the opposite. To renounce is to be free. It is to release what had you captive. And it is grace itself, not your willpower, not your personal discipline, that gives you the strength to say no to what diminishes you. And when, not in some ideal future season when life settles down, and everything gets easier. God asks it now, in the present age, with its real pressures, its real distractions, its real weight. Faith is always practiced in the now, not someday, today. So here is the call for you this morning, and I want you to take it seriously. Before breakfast, before you reach for your phone, before the day pulls you forward, name one thing, one habit, one attitude, one pattern, something that God's grace has been quietly nudging you to change. You already know what it is. I didn't need to say it. And surrender it to Jesus in prayer. Not with a promise that you'll try harder this time, but asking Him, the living grace, to transform what only He can transform. Grace has appeared. It saves. It trains. Let it do its work in you today. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.